This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police have entered the campus of Polytechnic University, where a group of anti-government protesters have been occupying the campus for days. Protesters met police officers with a hail of arrows and homemade explosives. A live news feed showed a police vehicle and a university gate engulfed in flames. It appeared to be some of the worst violence since anti-government protests began in Hong Kong 5 months ago. Since June, Hong Kong has seen massive regular demonstrations. They started in opposition to a proposed bill that would have allowed Hong Kong citizens to be extradited to the mainland. The protest quickly morphed into wider calls for democracy and opposition to growing Chinese influence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is determined to protect the whistleblower in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Pelosi appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, saying she'll make sure President Trump doesn't intimidate the whistleblower. Last week, Trump criticized his former ambassador to Ukraine by tweet as she was testifying, prompting accusations of witness intimidation. But should the whistleblower have to testify? Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Murphy says it's not necessary.
The law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart has a different view.
How in the world can you impeach the president of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Both Maloney and Stewart spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump made an unexpected visit to a military hospital Saturday afternoon for what the White House says is an early start to his annual health checkup. The White House press secretary said the president underwent a quick exam and labs at the medical complex in Bethesda, Maryland. She said he remains healthy and energetic. VOA News.